Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. There's been an explosion at a chemical plant in eastern China so powerful it knocked out windows at a storage warehouse more than 2 miles away. Thick plumes of black smoke can be seen rising from the plant that manufactures pesticides and chemicals for medical use. More than 500 employees work there. President Trump now threatening to pull billions in federal funding to Harvard so it can be used instead to build more trade schools and skilled labor, he says. That following the president's demand that Harvard turn over lists of foreign students enrolled at the university.
A judge has temporarily blocked the administration's ban on international students at Harvard. A hearing on the matter is set for Thursday. The fate of nearly 7,000 international students hanging in the balance.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio. A man in his 50s driving a vehicle into a crowded street in Liverpool, England. People had been celebrating Liverpool's win in the Premier League soccer championship. They don't think it was an act of terrorism. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. A single vehicle crash in Marinette County in the town of Wagner Monday caused the death of 49-year-old Jessica Bosiak of Peshtigo. A preliminary investigation shows Garbosiak failed to negotiate a curve on County Highway X, lost control, and crashed into a ditch. She was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected from the vehicle. Just hours earlier, Marinette County Sheriff Randy P. Miller took to Facebook to ask for more attentive driving. Marinette County has now seen, with Monday morning's crash, 8 fatal crashes and 10 deaths in automobile accidents this year. Miller's plea said, quote, "Each and every one of us can make a difference in our safety and the safety of others when traveling through Marinette County or anywhere for that matter." It took 10 days, but many Cellcom customers are finally seeing a return of voice and text services following what the company is calling a cyber incident. The outage started Wednesday, May 14th. On Sunday, Cellcom announced that customers are starting to see a return to service, although that restoration would not be all at once, and some disruptions could still occur. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Melissa Kay has that story.
The latest report from the Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health shows a spike in the number of young people who are struggling. Over the past 10 years, the numbers have increased dramatically. Rates of anxiety, depression, self-harm, and suicidal thoughts went up across the board. However, girls saw an overall higher increase. According to the data, Wisconsin boys are 2 to 4 times more likely to die by suicide than girls. Factors like rising food insecurity, lack of sleep, and feeling like they don't belong at their school play a significant role in mental health. These factors are worse for LGBTQ+ students and students of color.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
It's the Brewers and the Red Sox. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The crew and the Red Sox in Milwaukee. Yesterday, the Brewers held on to beat Boston 3-2. Jackson Chourio, a leadoff home run. Catcher Eric Haas knocking in an insurance run. Defensively, the Brewers looked better. Pat Murphy.
We're getting better. You know, our outfield defense, Collins made a great play. Ortiz made a diving catch on the line drive. But Collins in the outfield made that nice catch early. You know, Chourio's getting more and more comfortable in center. And, you know, when we have Frelick out there, These close wins that we've had lately, that makes for a good outfield.
NFL Packers quarterback Jordan Love threw out the first pitch at the game yesterday and says that he got some tips from the Brewers pitching coach Chris Hook.
Yeah, they gave me some tips on how to hold the ball. Chris told me I was holding it wrong, so he got me coached up. I didn't get a warm up at all, so that's why I was trying to loosen up the arm a little bit up there. Baseball is a little bit different than throwing a football, so trying to get used to it.
The Packers have OTAs in Green Bay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a slight chance of an isolated shower later this afternoon. Our high right around 70 with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, a few showers, mostly cloudy, low of 52. Tomorrow, cloudy with showers and a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had 4 meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top 3 things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt and Air on Air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning! Happy Tuesday to you.
Tuesday.
What a great weekend.
Oh, man,
huh?
Awesome. Weather was great. Yes.
Wow.
Did you... Well, you had to speak, right?
I spoke at Nicolet Gardens yesterday.
Nice.
They do such a wonderful job out there. When I die, I want to be there.
Nicolet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to be in the mausoleum. Well, I think that sounds cool.
Yeah, to be in the mausoleum. Sounds like you're a little above
it. Where's your,
right.
Whatever? He's in the mausoleum.
Oh, okay. That's the upper class.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alloway has a good mausoleum, too. And, of course, the Shrine does. You know who does a good job with Memorial Day? Little Towns.
Yeah, no question.
Because I was up in Elko and they had a really stayed in Antigo. Nice parade.
Yeah.
And everybody was talking about Memorial Day.
Yeah.
Even went to the store, got some stuff. You go to the parade? It's like, yeah. But anyway, that's nice. All the flags down Main Street. You know, just
totally
really,
agree.
You know, that's what, I don't know how big that is, 8,000-9,000 people.
I was watching
the band, high school.
I don't know how or why, but I've got WLUC TV out of Marquette on my cable system here. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the same thing, I was watching them, and it was a little downtown Felch, you know, with tiny little, and boy, every person in that town was out
right
there.
And the kids, they...
And they're still throwing candy.
Some of them graduate, they still come back and play. You know, if they graduated, you know, a week or two ago, or they're going to be graduating, the seniors come in and play, and it was, that's cool stuff. I mean, it's awesome. Did you read, I don't know, online or something, but Brett Favre did this post about... What a great day. I want to honor the...
I didn't see that.
The military. And some guy wrote back to him. This made a lot of sense. This is something you would write. He said, look, Brett, love you like a brother, but that's not what today's about.
No.
And people do get confused with that.
I know. Totally. 100%.
And that was always the case with that. To
totally.
Say, look, and look, we have Veterans Day. Of course, we have the 4th of July and Memorial Day. But it's important that we maybe remind people. Don't even want to scold them. And this guy wrote a really nice response. They say, oh, I think you're great. But, you know, I want to explain the difference between...
Absolutely.
I thought that was really good.
That's the total truth. But I will say this, and I always talk about this in my speeches on Memorial Day, okay? Yes, it is more of a solemn day versus Veterans Day, okay?
I just want to say, because the guy said happy Memorial Day, and the guy said this. Okay. That's how the whole paragraph started.
I agree with that 100%, and it is a fine line. But I will say this, like I said, every single got Todd here just such a great event. Nicolet Gardens, even the guest speaker was pretty decent.
Oh,
even though his mic kept cutting out. Todd from New Pier. Did it, Todd?
No, I meant the speaker.
Todd, did it cut out when I was? I'm serious about this, Todd. Let me know. Was it cutting out when I was speaking, or just when I was doing the interview with the brother of the guy who of course died? Let me, because I was trying to work that too. But anyway, but you know what? You know what I said too? And one of my guys was there. I'm trying to think with the 127 when I was in Iraq. He was there. And when one of our guys died like 2 weeks after I was there, a really young kid, whatever. But I said one thing. I said, you know what? if all those people that were killed in the war came back right now, you know what they would do? They would drink so much beer and eat so many brats and have so much fun. So part of it is do what we do. Do what they would do.
That's why they did
it. Acknowledge. Exactly. That's our way of life. Acknowledge the hell out of them, but don't change what you do because they would love to be doing it. Okay, Todd says, not when you were speaking, just during the interview. Okay, thank you, Todd.
But I
think I was holding the mic wrong with the receiver.
Oh. But I sent an email to someone, too, explaining that it's okay to have barbecues. That's what they would want.
Absolutely. Exactly. That's the point I want to get
across. As long as you spend that first 1 or 2 hours.
That beer for them. Right. In their honor. Yeah.
But,
yes.
But go and pay respects first. Like I said,
No question.
You know, you drive by cemeteries. There's all these little things.
Yeah.
Like I said, drove through a ton of small towns. But it was great. But I don't think you should feel guilty having a party.
No, don't. Because they would do it.
Right.
And in a lot of ways, that honors them, in my opinion.
I agree.
Somebody can disagree. That's fine. I totally understand. But in my opinion, that's honoring them because that's what they would do. And that's what they would want us
to
do.
And you
know what? They fought to preserve our way of life.
Right.
And I talked about that. If we lost World War II, which we could have lost really easy, okay, the Japanese and the Nazis would not want us to have our normal way of life. So celebrate the fact that we've fought wars to embrace what we do as a nation.
Right. And again, like the guy said, but this is for the people who gave their lives. That's what that day is about. And I just think that's great that we do that. And
I'm sorry.
What are you laughing about? That's
a tax price.
What?
So
were your people at their cabins?
Oh, Jim, was the shelter busy?
I love these listeners that are
they
loyal.
Pay attention to everything we say.
I know you guys take copious notes. That is funny. I just wanted to tell him that we served a lot of people.
My daughter, when I told her that story, she couldn't eat. She kept spitting up. She was laughing so hard.
Yesterday, I'm sitting on my couch getting ready to do something, and Brian messages me and goes, I wonder how many people are here.
Brian, what is wrong with you? No. Seriously, what's wrong with you, Brian?
No, yesterday was...
Hey, weird. Brian, I got to be honest with you, though. Talk to me. I was watching that game. I was actually at the Croc Center with my granddaughters, but I was watching the Indiana Fever game. Brian, what did you think of those unbelievably terrible no calls at the end of that game? The refereeing in the WNBA is embarrassingly bad.
Uh-huh.
It's horrible. This girl goes up for a shot, which would have won the game. They got such a vendetta against Caitlin Clark and her team. This girl goes up for a shot. She gets clobbered. She's knocked to the ground. Not just like a little ticky-tack fall. She's knocked to the ground as she's shooting. No call.
Wow. And Caitlin Clark, she's injured now?
Yeah, she's out for 2 weeks. Good. You know what? I wish if I were Caitlin Clark, I'd say, you know what? I'm going to take a year off.
Yeah, right.
And then the whole league would like... have so many fewer viewers and everything that.
Geez.
And then people just hate her for no reason. It's unbelievable.
It's just jealousy. Yeah. I just want to tell Brian, I got the numbers. I get the numbers every day on how many we serve. And I just want to, they weren't all at their cabin because we served 160 people for dinner last night. So, and 136 for lunch.
Wow.
So, we had a busy day.
It's a lot of food you're pushing out there.
Not everybody went to their cabin.
No.
Tell that kid that.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah. So, good day.
Brian says, I saw your post. I thought, great, I'm going to have to speak for them, but I didn't see the game, Brian. Brian, please watch the last 2 minutes of that game.
Okay.
And tell me what you think. The Indiana Fever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was terrible. Vicky says, happy Tuesday. It was a beautiful weekend. You know what? Why does Celebrate De Pere close so early on their last, they closed at 4, and it was like 2:00 before I got done with everything. It's like,
well, they got to clean up, but they got so much to take. Oh, you've been to those things.
I know.
I bet you didn't get home till 10, 11.
But I hate being that guy. It goes back to when I worked at the gas station, and I'm mopping the floor where it's closed, and somebody pulls up. You know what I mean? I want an oil change. I hate being that guy.
Yeah. And
Todd, you got a haircut.
They don't.
No, I didn't.
That guy either.
No, I didn't. Yeah, you did.
No.
Yeah, you did.
Nope.
Yeah.
Actually, it's growing out.
No, you got a haircut.
No. No, sir. No, sir.
All right. Well, anyway, happy Tuesday, May 27th, Sunscreen Day.
Which Jim did not use over the weekend at all.
I actually did. I did yesterday.
You know what?
I did yesterday.
You know,
I did too.
I know a girl.
I did.
I know a girl.
Yesterday.
I know a girl who used to put Crisco on her face.
Okay, now that's just that's that, like baby oil.
And you look like you put Crisco on your face.
No, I used sunscreen. I just, yesterday, like I told you guys, it was a chill day when we got home. went outside and just sat in my lounge chair and listened to Meet the Press.
And, me too.
Wasn't that good?
Yeah.
Wasn't that good?
Awesome.
What was it about, Johnny? Mental health.
Dick Cheney was on there.
It was all, yeah, that would have fit. It was all about mental health. And okay. Then...
Thank you, Todd.
That's Jim putting his face in the nuclear reactor.
All that. Yeah.
Hey, listen, I'm gonna come clean on something tomorrow morning after the show. I'm getting surgery for skin cancer.
Yes,
I wanted to ask you if you wanted to talk about
absolutely,
that.
Absolutely, 1,000%. Not even a question.
Okay,
so you're taking some time off.
I'm taking some time. I don't know. Well, they don't know. The extent.
Right.
It might be the most minor thing in the world, or they might tear my face apart.
But let's tell our listeners how that came about. How did you discover that you potentially have skin cancer? Was it just a regular checkup? Itching? Was it turning red?
You know what it was? I'm not even joking about this. It was Todd telling me, stop touching your face. I'm like, what are you talking about? And Todd, is this true?
It is true. Because he was on camera and he kept touching his face. And I'm like, what's going on with that?
It was just a little dry skin type thing. And Todd pointed out to me, I didn't even know I was doing it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool.
So it was because of Todd that I went and got it checked out.
All right. There you go. That's what I'm talking about. How did you discover that?
A lot of people had to tell you, go in and have it checked out.
Right.
Because you weren't going to.
Well, because it was nothing. It was just dry skin.
But then didn't you shave it and it came back?
Yes. That's when, I cut it off accidentally shaving. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Who shaves under their eye?
It was right here.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I got to tell you the grossest thing I've experienced.
Great.
How to be a grandpa. How to try being a grandpa, where grandpas are the toughest guys, the whatever guys. Okay. Okay. So Saturday night, Friday night, whatever night it was, my daughter and granddad, and 10:35, sitting down, having a cocktail. And my daughter says, can you meet me at Aurora Emergency Room?
Oh, no.
I'm like, okay, what's going on? She said, Iris, my youngest granddaughter, put something up her nose and it won't come out and she's freaking out. So I go to Aurora Medical or Emergency Room, okay, try to hold her down as the doctor's digging into her nose, okay, which was, couldn't find anything. Doctor couldn't find it, okay. So the next day, we're having lunch at the right place. Which is, you know what? You can't miss.
I love
going to the right place. You know what I mean?
Everything.
You know, sometimes you go to a different place. You can't
love
miss
it.
A booyah and a whatever at the right place.
Cheeseburgers,
you can't miss.
And the service.
Yeah.
They are,
we had my daughter even told us from Madison, she told the waitress, just, you're the greatest waitress I've ever dealt with. Just incredible.
They're fun on the phone. If you do a takeout, call. They're just so friendly. And the food is consistently great.
Miss. Exactly. And my daughter had booyah. She never had. She goes, my God, this is the greatest thing I've ever tasted.
And some places, not to mention their names, but when things got expensive, they kind of throttled back on the thickness of the burger or sometimes the buns were a little cheaper. Those guys just stayed the course. Love it.
It's just a no miss. But anyway, so we're there as the waitress is bringing us our food. She's putting the food on the table. My other granddaughter goes, Iris, is that the thing in your nose? And it was starting to come out.
Wow.
So I have to grab a bunch of napkins and squeeze her nose. I'm trying to gross.
This is right before dinner.
As the food is being put in front of us.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. So took care of that, right? And I had to fake being a strong grandpa
because
I wanted to throw up.
Yeah. Right. Right. I hear you, John.
My stomach, I was forcing my stomach to not.
Yeah. What was it?
A bead, some kind of a bead
she
put in her nose.
Yeah.
And it was
five.
It was coming. Yeah.
Wow. That's cool that it worked itself out. You know what I mean? That's odd time.
Perfect timing, too.
Yeah, right.
Yep. So
curb your appetite.
Oh, God, Lord.
Was she like screaming about that? Or was she like, because Grandpa was doing it, it was okay?
She was okay.
Yeah, she didn't like the doctor.
I don't mean to gross anybody out. But I was afraid it would get sucked back in. So I grabbed the top of her nose and squeezed and put napkins all over it.
I'm sure the people next door.
Absolutely.
They enjoyed it.
Absolutely.
You know what's weird?
Nah, we'll pass on dessert.
I'm going to tell you the truth. I actually, when I was driving away then, I threw it out the window on the road. I threw it in the East River. I was going over the bridge of the East River.
Did you guys ever put something up your nose, though? I never did. I didn't do that stuff.
And, hey, a nose my size, I could have put a Tonka truck at mine. God, I hate my nose. All right, we got to set a quick break. It is a beautiful Tuesday, getting it rocking here. Back after this.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to WISS.
Are you living with dry AMD? If so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy, or GA, a condition that leads to retinal cell death and permanent vision loss. But with Izervay, you can
slow it down.
Izervay slows GA progression by targeting a key source of retinal cell death, which may help preserve your vision longer. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is brought on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, welcome back, Metal America, on a beautiful Tuesday morning. 53 right now in Green Bay, 59 in Appleton, 57 in Oshkosh. It's going to be right around this, around 60 degrees today and sunny. And as we mentioned, it's sunscreen day.
Yes.
Also, grape popsicle day, grape day. I hate grape. I hate anything grape.
Why?
And why do restaurants always have the little things of grape jelly
instead of...
No.
You do?
I do.
Grape? Oh. No.
I grew up on Welch's grape jelly, and
you
remember,
right? Yeah. You remember my mom made tomato jelly. So for me to get grape jelly, was like the heavens parted and God shone his light, you know?
God bless Josephine. God bless my beautiful, wonderful mother.
Funny.
But God.
My mom's name is Geraldine. So think about this. Some Like It Hot, the movie.
Yeah.
Josephine.
Yes.
And Geraldine.
You're right. You're right. You're right. You're
That's
right.
crazy.
You're right. Gosh darn it. Her jelly wasn't good. And I love her to death. But yeah.
And it was grape?
It was apple and cherry and some other choke cherry or something that was.
That's not bad. I'm with you on the grape. I don't like that.
No.
That's why there's always. They always have that. They run out of everything else. Orange marmalade, the strawberry.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt. But every time. I'm going to stop. Stop posting Brian's text.
No, I love this.
Read that one. Read that one.
I get my glasses on.
I was kayaking down the East River near Eloy this weekend with Brittany Merlot. Got hit in the eye with a bee that I think had some bleep on it.
Not on it.
Brian, what's wrong? Seriously, Brian.
Just keep it coming,
what's
Brian.
What's wrong with you?
He's listener of the year.
Okay, I got to say one thing. Okay, so I'm going to talk a little bit. Tomorrow I'm having surgery on my face for skin cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Just put it out there. No big deal.
And they told you it was skin cancer, or did they say we're going to test it to see if it is cancer?
It is. It's cancer. What's
they
the
tested
term?
It already.
They
right?
Yeah. Okay. Did the biopsy.
All right.
It's cancer. That's,
all right. Okay. There you go.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, if Todd literally hadn't told me to stop touching my face because I didn't know I was doing it, and Todd says I'm doing it on camera, I never would have gotten tested. And even when I went to Purveya right down the road here that day, and I thought they were going to say, I was almost embarrassed to be there. I thought they were going to say, really? Right. We don't have more important things to do.
Exactly.
This little...
See this guy
and they
the
were
lobby?
Like, no, we're not going to touch it. You need to go to a dermatologist. It's like, really? So I go there and I actually felt stupid because I thought the exact same thing. And they're going to say, really? You're wasting our time for this little. And then they said, okay, we're going to test. And then they came back and they said, you have to have surgery. So what I'm saying is the most minor, tiny little thing that you ignore because it's just whatever could be something.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying woe is me. All I'm trying to get across here
get
is
the test.
Well, get the test,
and
man.
So much, and I don't know what kind of insurance most people have, but I shouldn't say that. I don't know what kind of insurance you have, but most insurances will pay for the preventive part because they don't want to pay whatever
right.
it's going to
yeah,
cost
yeah,
you,
yeah.
$5,000 or whatever
right.
that's going to cost you. They would much rather you go in and get your...
Yeah.
physical every year. Todd figured it out for you, but you know, if you go in for a physical, they'll find that. You know what I mean?
Well, the next thing they're gonna do one of those full body scans on me.
Oh, did you?
Those
are awesome.
I didn't have one of those yet.
They put on
those. Awesome. I don't know if that's gonna be.
No, I don't know what I'm saying. It's real weird. They put on
yeah,
those.
I'm gonna lay naked while people look at every.
And they put on like those goggles,
that's
like
what they
and
said.
Huge mirrors. I mean, not mirrors, magnifying glasses. And that guy's eyes are like those cartoons,
yeah,
you know. And,
yeah.
But they look you over.
I know, but
yeah, you should.
I would have.
I don't think you have to do that every year, though. You know what, you guys? I think that's a 3-4-5 year thing. I don't think that's every year you have to get that body scan.
I'd have to get a sedative to lay there and let people look at me that closely.
I know,
and it's
right?
close.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever done that sober.
with somebody funny. You liked.
Yeah. Right. I'm not even saying I liked him. Just happened to be there.
That is a, for those kids that are
trust me, they were drunk too. They were drunker. They had to be drunker than me.
Oh, man. So wear the sunscreen.
Yes,
yeah, that's
absolutely.
What I'm trying to say here. But the most minor little thing could be something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you get an email and says you got cancer, It's
yeah,
cancer because of his tiny little thing. It gets your attention.
Oh, boy. Yeah, and people get that fishing. It's not just all people laying out in the sun. I mean, fishermen get it. Truck drivers get it. You know, from
fishing,
having their arm out the window.
Being on the water is as bad as anything you could find.
Yeah.
In the winter, the snow. I mean, you have to think about that all year long.
I think part of mine, I don't know, because, I mean, God, I mean, growing up in the UP, you had 3 sunny days a year.
Yeah.
So it's not from that. But I even showed people that one picture of me in Iraq. I had a thing. I don't know if this is possible. But I got stranded for 3 days at a place called Ali Asalim in Iraq. They screwed up my manifest for flying, whatever. And there was nothing there except a Burger King. So every day I'd sit on the picnic table all day long waiting for my name to be called. And I could show you a picture. I got so, I don't even want to say burnt, so unbelievably dark that it seems like it cooked me. It cooked my face.
That's what, 20 hours a day? I mean,
right.
That sun is out there.
Right.
Yeah, that was hot.
So I'm just telling people, trust me, I'm the last person in the world to give health advice. Oh, no, I'm not the last person to give health advice. I got a new diet. I'm down to 212 pounds. I've
very
lost 10
good.
Pounds this month.
Here,
you know how? Whoa. Nice spill. Hey,
yeah,
Jim,
no,
I spilled coffee.
Oh, all right. Well, I was so excited about that.
Can I tell you why?
212.
Why? What'd you do? What's
pickle sandwiches.
Just pickles?
Pickle sandwiches.
But what's on them?
Mayonnaise.
Mayo and pickles.
Keto bread.
Well, that's okay. I don't like the taste of keto bread.
Yeah, toast it. Keto bread. It's 15 carbs, but 15 grams of fiber.
So that wipes out
cancel
the carbs.
Cancel it out.
Right.
Dill pickles have no calories.
Yeah.
Mayonnaise has 0 carbs. I'm eating pickle sandwiches. Keto bread, toasted, dill pickles, and mayonnaise, and I've lost 10 pounds in 1 month.
That's awesome, John.
Thank you.
I mean, that is.
But you
can't argue that.
You went out for breakfast. You must have had something, right?
Well, that
With the girls?
Yeah.
I barely ate. Really? Trust me.
That's right.
After
that's,
that whole thing, yeah. I just try to force it down.
That's true.
I will say this. That's you know what's gotten expensive fast food? I brought them breakfast the other day at McDonald's. $36.
Yes.
$36.
I know.
For high C and a little burrito thing. $36. Yeah.
Give you my dog surprise.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Metnair On Air.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. If you happen to see the governor out fixing potholes, for example, in Oshkosh today, you aren't seeing things. He's traveling the state with a shovel full of asphalt in his hands. Terry Barr explains what's behind the effort.
Governor Tony Evers using his annual pothole patrol to highlight the need for transportation funding. A Republican-controlled committee stripped millions of dollars for road and bridge projects from his proposed budget, the governor saying the cuts come after years of investment.
Over the last 6 years, my administration has improved more than 8,600 miles of road and 2,000 bridges statewide. And I fixed some of those darn roads my darn self. I had to kick off my 6 pothole patrols statewide.
And along with potholes, the governor says there are more than 300 construction projects that just won't happen if the money is kept out of the budget.
One example of the cuts? The governor's $50 million proposal to fix more rural roads to keep farmers and other drivers safe. This is one of the projects cut almost entirely from the budget. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers shared a letter he sent to the Trump administration in an effort to protect the state's forest and forestry industry. Brittany Merlot tells us more.
The forestry products industry helps support around 126,000 jobs. And contributes an estimated $42 billion to the state's economy. Wisconsin ranks first in paper production among all 50 states and exports over $850 million worth of paper products every year. The letter urges cooperation and protection for federal forestry programs.
From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversations. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There were recent rumors about John Krasinski's nose job, which the actor denied. Krasinski did, however, confirm one rumor, and that is that if The Office has a spinoff, he is in for a cameo appearance. Krasinski played Jim Halpert for all 9 seasons of the hit NBC show. FYI, plastic surgeons have dismissed the idea that Krasinski changed his nose and suggested it looks smaller due to lighting, aging, or weight fluctuations. Sure. In a related story, Rainn Wilson, who played Dwight on the show, openly admitted to having his forehead reduced. Finding your groove after divorce has to be difficult. For Jessica Simpson, she tried to get it back last week on American Idol, singing for the first time on TV in about 15 years, and it did not go well. And now says she's not opposed to getting back into acting. Not sure if she could top her performance as Daisy Duke. It's nice to have choices, though. Do I revive my career as a mediocre singer or a mediocre actor? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a slight chance of an isolated shower later this afternoon. Our high right around 70 with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, a few showers, mostly cloudy, low of 52. Tomorrow, cloudy with showers and a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Every Sunday home game, 9 lucky kids ages 6 to 13 will appear on the field during the national anthem. Enter a child for their chance to have their major league moment today by visiting your local participating PNC Bank. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA.
Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley for over 30 years and are proud sponsors of Mino and the Mayor's Eye on the Community. Insight offers comprehensive eye care, including glasses and contact lenses. Their doctors have a special interest in treating chronic eye disease, specialty contact lenses, and pediatric care. Find Insight on Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam. Improving lives by improving sight. Insight Eye Care.
Got something to say? Text Mino and the Mayor directly through the Civic Media app. Download the app, choose your station, WISS or WGBW, then hit the talk button in the lower right-hand corner and text the studio directly. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
So, I'm not letting you guys go on quite yet, because it is Tuesday. It's the first day of the week for us.
It is.
We are 35 minutes into the show.
Okay.
You have each spilled your coffee. I know. Each of you spilled.
I was hoping you didn't notice that.
Oh, I saw it.
He got up. Yeah.
What is going on with you guys?
Can't give us a day off anymore.
What? What is going on with you guys?
I legitimately thought to myself, oh, crap. I don't want Todd to see this.
Yeah.
Brittany, it's 6:35 on the very first day back from a three-day weekend, and neither one of them can. Can you believe it?
We both spilled
I believe it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, me too.
And Brian just texts us. He goes, I'm not making this up. Best sandwich ever on toast, peanut butter and pickle sandwich. Brian, Brittany.
It's not, peanut butter and bananas.
Brittany.
Peanut butter and pickles? Ooh. Never heard of it.
Brittany.
Yes.
I lost 10 pounds this month eating pickle sandwiches.
Mm-hmm. No way.
Yeah.
I would eat them and then he would vomit. But yeah, see, it worked though. That's all we care about is the 10 pounds.
I almost vomited on my sandwich the other day with doing that thing with my granddaughter. Hi, Brittany.
Oh, good morning. So please describe what this pickle sandwich is. What else is on it?
Keto bread. Well, yeah, because you need to lose a lot of weight, right, Brittany. Right, what are you, 94 pounds now?
Get out there and exercise,
right,
Brittany.
You don't burn enough calories. Yeah. No, but here's, okay, but you know what? That's funny, though. Actually, I saw some people kayaking in the East River this weekend. But you know what? That's the last place I would want to do that roll thing.
No, yes.
And get any of the East River in your lung. Brittany, have you ever done that?
Oh, the kayak roll?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
That's hard.
It is, because you got to get up.
Right.
Yeah, it's not just you getting up. It's turning that whole kayak up. So, yeah.
I know, right? Pass. But the thought of the East River getting in here.
That's not cool.
Blah, blah, blah. Hey, Brittany, we got a text here for you. I'm working the WIA sectional track meet at Westy Pier Friday. Forecast is sunny and 81 degrees. Will that hold out, Brittany? This is from Terry.
I think so. Yep, I do. Good. It's going to be nice and sunny. There's a teeny tiny chance for some thunderstorms popping up in the afternoon. None of them are expected to be severe, but that's about the only risk we have going on Friday. But the warmest day of the week, 80s, yes.
Yeah, nice. We've got a nice stretch coming up, right?
Yeah, we do. We really do. I mean, a little cool today. We'll get about 70 degrees in the mid-60s tomorrow. Some scattered showers are possible both today and tomorrow. More clouds, too. But the sunshine comes back out for Thursday, Friday, into the weekend. We'll be into those mid-70s to low 80s.
Hey, Brittany, how's the fire thing right now, though? Is that still bad?
It is low across the state. It's only really high up in towards, like, Douglas and Bayfield County. This morning,
the high danger is what I'm saying. Or,
the high is only dangerous up there, she said.
Okay,
right?
Yeah, northwest, far northwest. Wisconsin only has the high fire danger. The rest of the state is low. So
great.
The rain has definitely helped. Nobody's in a drought condition except for very, very far south along the state line. So the state's looking pretty good right now as well.
Awesome, because this is a I don't camp. I've never camped in my life. Isn't that something?
Really?
Well, you know why, though?
Wait, what?
What? From Marinette or wherever you're from?
You know why?
Because you can't camp all year?
Well, yeah. I had when I was a little kid, I had my pup tent, my Cub Scout pup tent set up in my yard. And I bet I slept out there 3 or 4 days a week all summer long, me and my friends. And we'd have a fire every single night, in our backyard.
Pretty close to camping.
That's what I mean. So the thought of going to a campground do exactly what I did in my backyard my whole life.
Right.
You know what I mean, Brittany?
Yeah, that makes sense. You're like, what's the point? What's the difference?
I mean, I love sleeping in a tent. I love having fires, the whole thing, but I didn't feel the need to go someplace else to do it.
Because you could do it in your backyard. Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, I think those of us in the hood are the ones that like camping.
Right.
As we get out.
Yeah. In the ghetto? Were you in the ghetto? Grew up in the ghetto in Two Rivers? Yeah. In the tenement?
No.
Brittany! Brittany, yes. I want to kayak this summer. I want a bike and I want a kayak.
You want what?
Bike. I wanted to do that so bad this weekend was kayak. I saw so many people out in the water. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
That, hey, 10 years ago, did we even know what a kayak was? You know what I mean? And now that's become such a popular thing.
We call them canoes.
That's what I mean, right. It was canoes, but who knew kayak? Isn't that an unbelievable popular sport, Brittany?
Oh, my gosh. Is it huge? Kayaking, stand-up paddle boarding. I mean, they're doing everything out there. I've even seen those... Oh, gosh, I don't even know what they are. Technically, bikes that you're riding on the water.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
They're, like, hovering above it.
Those are awesome.
Those are pretty cool, actually.
Yeah. And then, well, I don't know.
I would kick your butt in that.
Oh, I don't know.
I would.
Elkhart Lake. Let's do it on Sunday.
Okay. No way. All right. Good. Let's do it. Brittany, this is the summer of the Mare and the Mino challenges.
Oh, no. This summer?
Well, maybe next summer.
Did you just say next summer would be great. The Mare and the Mino challenges?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Why?
Well, the show's called... Mino and the Mayor, not Mayor and the Mino.
He just thought he'd call it first place right off the bat.
No.
Name change.
No. I want it out there as big and bold as possible if the mayor got his butt kicked by Mino.
Gotcha.
Brittany, we're going to have a kayaking regatta, him and I, on where we're going, Kelly Lake.
I thought we were doing it on East River. There. No.
I thought we were going Kelly Lake.
I thought we said East River.
Kelly Lake is a lot more calm.
Well, I don't know about that, right? There's nothing going on at the East River.
Okay. Well, I don't like the East River.
Okay.
I'm afraid I'll fall in. I'll swallow that ugly water.
Yeah.
Brittany, we want you to be with us.
I would love to. I would be upset if I missed it. I love those kinds of things.
Awesome.
Water sports, 100%.
And then we're going to race you in a kayak, but you have to give us a big head start.
Big head start.
Very large head start. Like where you can't even see us.
We're halfway here. We see the finish line and you can't see us.
You're not even in the water yet.
You're
coming down the road.
It's on the back. The kayak is still on the back of your truck.
Right. Okay. Unload.
Right.
As we take off. Oh. Yes. I think that's fair.
I'm just sitting there with a timer.
Yeah.
We were talking about summers. We have some friends with cottages, which is great because cottages are expensive, which that's not my point. Point is all the toys you have to have that stand up. And so we go to a place and you can just, we actually reserved it already, but they got the swan. The family can go on, you know, like four people.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. What is a swan? What do you mean?
It's like a paddle swan. You know what I'm talking about, Brittany? It's got like.
I don't.
Is it the inflatable?
No. It's the real deal. No. It's hard plastic.
Todd's got a smirk on his face. He has a comment.
Okay. So I've seen paddle boats. Right. Are you talking about one that's actually built like a swan?
Yeah.
I want a picture of that. That'll be my Facebook page. That'll be my entire Facebook thing.
Laugh all you want.
Yeah, it will. Oh, my God. I want a picture. Todd just snorted.
I already.
You know it's a good day, Brittany, when Todd snorts.
I already reserved it. So, and those
you got to reserve a swan?
Yeah, I got my granddaughter coming up.
There's such a demand for the swan. You got to reserve it?
Yeah. The other stuff, the kayaks, we have that. But
okay.
Those, I wouldn't buy that because you don't use it that often.
Right.
No, it's a paddle thing, yeah.
All right.
And the bikes, we'll do that because you bike around the lake and... yeah, those are that's a workout though.
Oh, I bet.
That's a workout.
I bet.
You know what I did this weekend, you guys?
What'd you do? Let me just say this. No matter what you did this weekend is cooler than anything that we did this weekend.
Yes.
So go ahead.
Oh, no. We don't know that for sure. But I finally went to this Tireton 4x4 off-road trail where I could actually take my Jeep Wrangler that I usually drive on the street out on these back road trails, and it was awesome. And I saw these Jeeps just rock crawling, doing the craziest things that I've only seen in videos on social media. I saw it in real life this weekend. It was pretty cool. In central Wisconsin, this is happening in our woods. I love it.
Was I right or wrong that she does cooler things than us every weekend?
Yeah, I mean, that was nothing we could have done could have come even close.
I got to read this text. Old Station 31 is listening from Copenhagen, Denmark today. P.S., I have a swan mare, Tavia. Wow!
All right. Bring it back.
Oh, my goodness. See? There's a picture of it.
Yep. I love it.
I can see you on that like you can't believe.
Mare. I want to get a staff picture with you both in there.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Me too. Yeah. Wow. That's okay.
We have to name the swan.
Yes.
I don't know.
How cool does Copenhagen, Denmark sound?
That would be cool.
Isn't that like the best place to live, like in the world?
Yeah, yeah, Denmark, tests, I think, right? Is like Denmark? The highest, like people live longest.
Yeah, but I think their taxes are a little high too, because you know, everything's free, but you know, nothing's free. You know what I mean? I think they have free healthcare, free education, free trails, free this, free that, free
You'd
that.
You'd love it because I think there's free weed. I want to move to Denmark. Brittany.
I'm for it.
It's like 20 miles away.
Wow, Todd jumped on that. Yeah, move to Denmark. I want you to move to Denmark, Todd says. Brittany, give me your plans for this summer.
Oh, gosh, that's a loaded question. Yeah. I don't know. I fly by the minute where the wind blows me. Where's the weather? What's going on? But definitely kayaking, definitely some boating. I want to go up north to Ironwood and that area and do some ATV trail riding. There's also some camping you can do up on Lake Superior. I'm huge into camping.
I'm going to tell you where to go. Can I give you a couple of UP tourism things? Lake of the Clouds. Have you ever heard of Lake of the Clouds in the Porcupine Mountains?
I love the name.
You will love that area. There are a lot of bear, I'll be honest with you. But you can hike throughout the Porcupine Mountains to the Lake of the Clouds. It's the most beautiful thing. You'd think you're in Montana or something. You got to go up to Ontonagon, the town of Ontonagon, which is right on Lake Superior. That whole area around there with the Porcupine Mountains, it's built for you, Brittany. You would love it like you can't believe.
And I'm never coming back then.
No, so you might not come back.
Starlink find me in the woods.
Yes. It would be perfect for people like you. That's exactly what that country is made for.
And Brittany, I know last fall we talked about leafing, right? Where to go. And you talked a lot about the North. No, you talked a lot about Marinette or Marquette. I spent my weekend in Elko. You know where that is? It's kind of...
I don't know that town for summer. I've never heard of that one.
Yeah.
Okay. You said by Anago?
Well, no, it's probably a half hour from Anago.
All right.
But that has got to be... We're talking about the leaves. Not obviously, they're all green, but that has got to be one of the best drives in fall. That's where I'm going. I said that to Donna. We're going to go up there. It's just, it's unbelievable how many trees there are. And there's greens, and then there's all those, maple trees, whatever. I'm going up there in fall. Instead of going to your place, John, I'm going to Elko.
All right.
That's where I'm spending my fall.
All right. So, Brittany, how's this? This weekend was fantastic. I don't like really hot weather. I just don't. I don't like mosquitoes and bugs and whatever, and I grew up with them, and I'm this old guy now that doesn't like being annoyed.
But they weren't around at all.
No, they weren't. So what I'm saying is, this is the greatest time of the year to live in Northeast Wisconsin, isn't it?
100%. I was actually telling my family that. They came up from, Illinois and stuff, so they're kind of in the woods. And I was like, listen, this is the time to have the campfire, to go out on the water, to do these things, because we're not sweating. We don't have to get into the water. And the bugs are not here in full force just yet. I mean, give it a week. They will be.
Yeah,
but
I know.
Right. Just right now.
Brittany,
it was so perfect, too. 70s, sunshine. The sun felt great. And then the wind, the breeze felt crisp and perfect.
Perfect.
Couldn't ask
so I'm going to be a poster child for skin cancer.
Oh, gosh, what?
I'm having surgery tomorrow for skin cancer.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Whatever. But what I'm saying is I never wore sunscreen one time in my life. Not once. And I thought I was being full-blooded Italian. I thought Italians don't get skin cancer. So I just want to say for all the people, and we were talking about this right before you came on, that one, and Jim even said two types of people that get it more than you'd realize are truck drivers because of their arm being out the window all the time and people on the water.
Oh, that fishing. The people who fish a lot. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, do you fish? Because this is, a friend of mine sent a picture. He got like this unbelievable walleye. Like
from where?
Oh, my
God. Up here in Brussels.
On the bay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you fish when your family comes up?
Brittany. We do. Okay. Yeah. I'm not the crazy one that goes out super early in the morning or, the whole wave when the season opens, but I'll go out there on occasion.
Yeah.
Yep.
Perfect.
I was at Bay Beach
anything.
With my granddaughters this weekend. Right. And I'll tell you what, just standing there looking out on that bay, I would love to have a boat, but not everything that comes with having a boat. Do you know what I mean?
Yep. Never-ending
taking care of it.
Yeah.
That's why
storing it. Yada yada yada.
That's why you have friends.
That's what I mean. I would love to have a friend where it'd be like Johnny Carson. Brittany, stick around. We're gonna keep you here. Is that okay?
All right. Yeah. Sounds good.
Come
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Treat yourself to one of our award-winning entrees at the Machine Shed. Come get your hands around one of our famous pork tenderloins, our most popular sandwich, served either deep-fried golden brown or unbreaded and grilled. Or try our roasted, stuffed Iowa chop that is stuffed with a warm apple raisin dressing and glazed with an apple whiskey sauce. Trust me, you won't regret it. This is Jeff Grunder, and we can't wait to have you over for dinner at the Machine Shed. The Machine Shed, Fox River Drive, Appleton.
Just because Nurse Appreciation Week is over doesn't mean we need to stop appreciating them. Hey, it's Amanda with another new WISCO 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And if you're a nurse in the Appleton area, then get yourself a free lunch. Tuesday, May 27th from 11:15 to 1 p.m. at PRN Healthcare, you and any other RN or LPN are welcome to enjoy a free lunch on them. There is a form you have to fill out first, so head to WISS.FM and click events to do so.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month, a time to pause and remember your mental health is as important as your physical health. Jeff Olson's son struggled with stress and anxiety, and this father from the UP says he's speaking out to save lives.
He came to us, asked for help as a junior in high school, fought it for 3 more years, had a couple suicide attempts in between there. The anxiety and depression was too much for him, and he ended up taking his life. My wife and I felt the need to speak up and not hide this in hopes of educating people so they didn't have to go through what my son Daniel went through.
If you're struggling, you are not alone. Reaching out is a sign of strength, not weakness. The Suicide or Crisis Lifeline is available 24/7. You can call or text 988 anytime. Again, 988. Let's choose to connect and care for ourselves and others this month and every month. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is going again for Hoskins.
Brewers baseball on WISS is brought to you by Addison Jones Realty, Zeroni's Macaroni Pizza Pub, Green Thumb Organics, and Berkshire Hathaway Water City Realty. Catch Brewers baseball all season long on WISS. As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
April 1975.
I'll look it up.
All right,
so number one song on this day in April 1975. Hi, Brittany.
Okay.
Good morning.
Is that what you were thinking too, Brittany?
Look at you.
Yeah.
You know why I know that?
I have no idea.
Do you want to know why I know that?
How?
I don't guess.
Because back in my day, I'm so old, Brittany, and Todd might know this, but I don't think he had to do it. In my day, if you were going to get a job in radio, you had to get a third degree license, Todd?
Some sort of license,
FCC license. I mean, and it was like really hard. I mean, crazy math and things about frequencies. What? Oh, it was unbelievable. So I was taking a class to prep to be on the radio, and we got to do like 150. What, Todd? What, Todd?
Okay, did you pass?
So give me the dates again. That you...
April 1975.
Oh, nice job. It was released February 1975.
Okay. And the reason I know that, we got to do one.
That was on the test?
No. But we got to do four or five.
Right?
For like our final exam.
That's a tough test.
For like our final exam, we got to do like a 20-minute on-air, real live radio show for 20 minutes.
All right. That's cool.
And we got to pick our own songs. And that was my number one song that I played.
Out of all the songs, you picked that one?
That was a great song.
It was a number one hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good song.
Yeah, so that's why I know that.
I mean, it's no Liberace.
And then, but you know what, though? And then as soon as we got done with that class and everything like that, the FCC de-escalated, or whatever you want to call it. You didn't have to get those licenses anymore.
Yeah, it changed.
Yeah.
I still had to get one, but it was nothing.
Did, huh?
Yeah, but it's nothing like that. You didn't have to take a test. You basically just said, my name is, I am, and then you got
but
it.
But that's why so many people used to go to Brown Institute.
Sure, you had to learn all that stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You used to have quite a bit of knowledge of engineering and stuff like
that. That's
what
I mean. It was all engineering
did
stuff.
Did you take it and pass it, or did they do away with it?
As soon as I was done with that class, literally that year, they disbanded. You didn't have to get that big license anymore.
All right. Okay,
but in order to do anything with a transmitter, you had to have that license, right, Todd?
Yeah.
You couldn't touch it.
Yeah, I wonder why they got to get away with it.
Brittany, I got a text here. I suggest that Brittany checks out the Ontonagon Park Campground. We were there yesterday. Beautiful. Lots of campsites right on the lakeshore of Lake Superior. Gary, you got to go up there, Brittany. You'd love it.
Thank you. Will do. Yeah, that is exactly what I'm looking for.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
Aren't these campsites, you read about that, isn't it like crazy to get one now? Like, aren't they like really, really popular? Like really popular? Like you call and they're taken? Or maybe that's just over the 4th.
I don't know.
There was some stuff on, you got to, I don't know, that they were, people
reserve?
I think people are really into camping.
Well, they are. It seems like more. Yeah. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Especially after COVID and all of that.
Right.
Everybody, you know, really started to explore the outdoors and stuff. It's harder to get lakeshore or lakeside. But if you plan in advance and you find those little secret gems, probably like I just found out about.
But I
would
tell you,
Brittany, that would be, you will, that's perfect for you.
I think the other reason camping is maybe picking up a little bit. Hotels are.
Oh, my God, right?
We were just in Anago. No. Yeah, it was all right, but you know, then you got to pay $25 more for your dog. But it just, they're expensive.
Okay. Am I really old?
Totally worth it. What, John?
I
thought there was more to the question, but
no.
I would say yes.
Okay, so I was at McDonald's buying my granddaughter's breakfast the other morning at McDonald's, okay?
Yep.
Breakfast burritos, just little whatever. And I had a $20 bill, and the girl goes, $36.
That's like, so embarrassing.
Okay, hang on. So get this.
Can you put back the burrito? Yeah.
So I wanted, my granddaughter's like staying here where I live, right above the studio here. But I say, I didn't have enough forewarning, and my apartment's a little gross. Not gross. It's
chiseled gross.
So I offered my wife $20 to clean it. She goes,
yeah, she did. I totally took her side.
This.
I was there when you were talking to her. I'm like, $20? Man, that place? At least $120 just to walk
That's
in.
That's what she said, $100.
She did. I know. I was with her on the other side.
I mean,
Todd?
I hate to say this, Mino, but I don't think anybody's on your side on this one.
No.
Brittany. Brittany, would you clean my apartment for $20?
You know, here's the other problem, John. If you would have done this right and had it cleaned every week or maybe a single every other week, then people would be like, maybe $50 I'll do it for. But you know that you got to go in there now. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like going into a campground.
But I even bought some stuff at Fleet Farm the other day.
Yeah, can you imagine that toilet?
To take out stains from your carpets. I even bought some stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
I tried buying that blue stuff for my toilet. It doesn't work.
Yeah, it does. You gotta use it. You gotta use it more often than once a year.
You guys want to run upstairs? I'll show you dirt to break.
Yeah.
No?
Nope.
All right.
We got another text for you, Brittany. Devil's Lake is also beautiful.
Oh, yes. I love that one. I've never camped there, though. Definitely hot.
You gotta go. You'd love it.
I got this one from Todd DePere. You had to take a test back in the day. Now they just let guys like the mayor have his own shows.
Would that hurt? All right. You're right. Michael says,
best of luck, Mino, with your procedure tomorrow, sending positive chai and vibes from Madison. Thank you, Michael.
Appreciate that.
Appreciate that very much. Very nice. But I'm going to be a poster child for skin cancer, Brittany.
So will you?
What happens with that?
I'm going to have half my face removed.
Will you blog that? No. Is that what they call that? Are you going to keep us updated, or is it just going to be a Facebook? How are you going to communicate with your listeners that the procedure?
Mino's going to get the lead part in Phantom of the Opera.
There you go. We'll buy that half mask.
Look away. I'm hideous.
She gave me water.
Yeah. Yep. So that's how it goes. Hey, Brittany, give us a nice forecast for this week.
Oh, it's going to be a little crisp, a little cooler for the next 2 days. Today's high temperatures in those upper 60s will be in the mid 60s tomorrow. We've got this system that's kind of sliding north, but it's going to stay off to the east. So what it's going to do is swing chances of some light drizzle, some scattered showers today, possibly at times through tomorrow. And then the sun returns.
Boy,
for the rest
it's so
of the week.
Nice out there right now.
Oh, man.
It's gorgeous.
And the sky is so blue, isn't it? Like blue, blue, blue. It's great. Yeah. Well, thanks for the forecast. Vibrant. This is going to be a fun week.
Brittany Merlot, we love having you on. You're awesome.
Yep.
Thank you, guys. You are, too.
Take care.
Bye, Brittany.
See ya. Love is I got your love. You know that I'll never leave. When I wanted you to share my life, I had no doubt in my mind. And it's been you, woman, right down the line.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Thousands of people at a victory parade for Liverpool's win in the Premier League Championship when a 53-year-old man, police say, plowed his minivan into them. More than 45 people were hurt. However, says ABC's Ian Pannell,
the police very clearly saying that at this point in time, they don't believe that it was terrorism. They don't believe anyone else was involved in this. I guess the key questions for them now is what led up to this in the first place? What was the trigger if indeed this wasn't a deliberate attack, as appears to be the case right now?
In Philadelphia, two people were killed. Several more were hurt after a mass shooting in the city's Fairmount Park that happened last night. Two of the 10 escaped New Orleans jail inmates are still on the loose. Three of them were captured on Monday. Today's the last day to book a flight on Southwest Airlines without being hit with a $35 fee to check your bag. This is ABC News.